Angel 95, time to join again with Mark Queen here and talk about the Kingdom Factor and about Core Score and how it can help your business as a Christian. And, well, I'm going to get Mark on the line here in just a second. He's with me here at Brothers Coffee at the Edge as we record this. And I was going to just ask, you know, I mean, why can't I just bring some friends over to the coffee shop and pray together as opposed to joining an official group here like we have? What's the difference between what I would just do, having coffee with my brothers, and getting with your group?
You know, that it's interesting. So one of the people that I spoke to early on when we developed this concept, when we fully fleshed out what happened in the group, he said, oh, this is like small group, like you might have for your coffee shop,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But he said, it's small group that actually pours into the actual problems. And I think that when we do that, we're moving into a vulnerable space that most of the coffee groups that I've been a part of, they don't go to that space.
They don't go that deep.
And that's where we really need to wrestle with those items that are keeping us from connecting with Christ as well as we want to. So number one, I think that we avoid real deep vulnerability in those, I'm going to call them the social groups. Now, the reality is that you might have a group that's deeper than just a social group, that you're actually trying to move forward. So let's go to let's think of an example of a real small group that you're engaged in through your church and your community, right? That's fantastic. But the majority of the people that you're in small group with, are they entrepreneurs? Do they wear the weight that you bear as an entrepreneur? And if you have, let's just think of a small group that might have 12 people in it. Number one, most of the small groups that I've seen actually have couples in them instead of just grouped by an entrepreneurial mission, right?
Yeah.
And so if you're talking in a small group about your business problem, you instantly, if it's not a specific business tribe, then you've got participants in that small group that are absolutely disengaged because they don't know what you're talking about when you're talking about, hey, my sales are down, or I've got this problem with an employee. They don't understand because they don't wear the weight of being an entrepreneurial leader.
So, and the thing is, that, you know, being in the group, I know it's very confidential, and I don't share stories outside of the group. I mean, you know, if somebody's got a personal problem, because we talk about personal issues, family issues, and in addition to things that happen at work or wherever we're at. But we confidentially share these things, and we're able to pray for each other, you know. And it's different than probably, as you know, we have a Bible study that I'm in, you know, like you say, about a dozen guys. And, you know, we pretty well concentrate on the Bible study, although we talk about what's going on in the world every time. Not that we solve the problems, but, you know, that's about all we get done.
Yeah, and the other issue is that when you have a coffee shop group or a social group or a church group or something like that, you also can wind up having people that are in competition with you in some way. We don't allow competition in a tribe, which it allows this level of vulnerability and trust and confidentiality that we can reach to, because you're not going to talk about your personal problem in front of your competition, where somebody might try to, what we would say, inappropriately leverage that information for their gain and at your expense.
Or as we call it, steal our ideas.
not allowed. We simply can't do that. So we encourage everybody, those small groups, those are great places to be. But you're going to get leverage and powered up and have a significant impact through this type of mechanism. So does that make sense?
Yeah. And one of the things I want to do, because I don't think we do enough in interviews, is to let them know we're talking about this stuff, but how do they get connected to what we're doing? They want to be in maybe another group or even this group if they don't have a profession that's already in there.
Yeah, so all they have to do is reach out to us. You can go to the Core Score website, www.corescore.net, and connect with us, and we'll be happy to have a conversation with you. Once we've made connection with somebody and they're interested, we would schedule a phone call with them if they would like to do that individually to get as much information, because they're kind of on the edge. They witness that they have a hole and they're tired of wearing this weight. They know they've got issues. They're tired of putting it off and just keeping the status quo. So those type of people really can have a deep interview. I had one just recently that was over 90 minutes long. And at the end of that interview, the person made the decision that they wanted to be inside of a tribe. But it's also very common that we will have launch events. And what a launch event is, where we will reach out and schedule several people to come at once. That's a 90-minute session is what we do there. Matter of fact, I think you came.
I was with the first launch group for this area.
Yeah, you were at a launch group here. So what we do inside of those launch groups is we actually give the participants a taste of what actually happens inside of a meeting. And, you know, when I think back to the launch event that you were at, Jerry, that was an event that I remember that some of the conversations that were had in that launch event, I was amazed at the vulnerability of some of the information that was shared.
I shared some too that I was not going to tell the world about.
But you did. And so it's amazing to think about that you showed up with people that were in the room that you don't have any reason to believe that you have confidentiality or trust with them. But because of the way that the launch was set up, which is very similar to what we actually do in
some of
the tribe meeting, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very similar. But what happens is, as we ran the meeting that day, people got connected and they began to realize, oh, that person over there, they may not look like you. They may have gray hair. They may be bald. I don't know what they've got that's different about them. But you realize that as an entrepreneur, we have all the same problems. We have different industries, but we all struggle. If we've got employees, guess what? Most businesses have employees. So when we think about how do you attract and retain, how do you train, how do you treat them, and then big difference about us is we're thinking about how are we going to do that as Christians? Mm-hmm. We as Christians that are running enterprises need to be running our companies differently. So a secular business, they may sit down and say, you know what? We hired you to do a job. You made a mistake. This is your warning. We're giving you a shot over the bow. You do that again, you're gone. Mm-hmm. Well, is that how we treat people in our Christian walk?
I hope not.
Or are we called to have some forgiveness, right?
Yeah, right.
And maybe realize, wait a minute, if you did that wrong, maybe the problem wasn't you. Maybe the problem was our system to train you. Maybe it was the communication that we gave for you. Maybe it's the technology or all the tools that we're giving you to do that job. Or maybe the reason the person didn't get the project right is because they're struggling in their life with everything that's going on and they're wearing a personal weight of a family issue or an addiction or something. And maybe we're supposed to have some grace with them like we've been granted grace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm one of the probably senior members of the group, but it's all different levels of young entrepreneurs just starting out, guys who have been around, you know, for a while with their business, but it doesn't matter what age and where you're at in your business life.
No, absolutely not, because you, like I said earlier, we all have the same problems. Now, we're at different levels in some of those. Remember I talked about we call our podcast a season for everything, right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter if you're a startup or you're in growth phase or you're at maturity. Well, if you're a startup, okay, so maybe you're gonna grow a business that's gonna have 100 employees. You know what? You got the same problem with 100 employees that you do with one. Mm-hmm. How did you attract them? How did you retain them? How do you train them? How do you treat them? You're gonna have that same problem with the 1,000th employee that you hire that you did with the first, right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter what phase you're in, all of these different areas that we're in our business, they're going to apply. And there's power when you think about, you have people in your group that have got 1,000 employees and you're working on hiring your 7th?
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe the person that's hired and done this 1,000 times has some good advice, some wisdom about what's worked for them and what's not worked for them. And they can go back and think about the stages of the way they used to do it. Because I guarantee you, if you've hired 1,000 employees, you do not hire them the same way that you did when you started the company and you hired your first 10.
It's kind of like learning styles in school. I mean, a good teacher recognizes there's more than one way to learn and they try to adapt to each person.
Yeah, you know, and this subject ties right in to what our content is for today's podcast. It's about spiritual gifts. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody is granted spiritual gifts. The Bible talks about the different spiritual gifts that we're able to be blessed with. And it's really intriguing to think about you as a business owner, that you have spiritual gifts that are different than mine, but yet we have the same entrepreneurial problems. So what if your spiritual gift is faith. You're just, man, you can handle things on faith in a way that very few other people can inside of your tribe. That's going to speak volumes mm-hmm. to the people when they're talking about a problem that we all wear the weight mm-hmm. because we're business owners. But yet you have a spiritual gift of faith, and you're going to be able to challenge me in your group about, you know, Mark, maybe you're not going to be able to solve all that, and maybe you're going to be able to handle that process, and maybe you're going to roll it out, and you're not going to have all the details that you need, and you're not going to be able to absolutely have confidence that the way you're going to solve it is going to work, but maybe you're going to need to use your spiritual gift of faith. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult for people to, number one, I think a lot of people haven't identified their spiritual gifts.
Right.
But if you do identify your spiritual gifts, and we want all of our tribe members, we're going to go through a content piece with them to help everybody understand their spiritual gifts, which if you understand everybody's spiritual gift that's in the room mm-hmm. and we move to a business problem, it allows us to then change our perspective about the way that we're looking at it. So I like to think about when we have these challenges, we have a spiritual growth plan that we can be doing for ourselves. We can have a ministry plan for our businesses, and we can have a business plan that we're dealing with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can think of some challenges that I've had. Let's think about an employee problem. Maybe you've got an employee and you've seen that, let's talk about a sales position, and you've got a salesman that's been spectacular, your number one salesperson for the last decade. And you've seen that their results are starting to decline.
Mm-hmm.
And it's noticeable. Not only is it affecting their standard of living because their income is down potentially, but it's affecting the company because top line revenue is down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you're concerned as the business leader, you've started to see this and you lean over into them and you find out that they're dealing with a personal problem at home, and you realize that your spiritual gift is faith, but somebody else in your tribe has the spiritual gift of leadership. And so when you start talking about the issue and how you might resolve it, your tribe members are going to be using their spiritual gifts when they talk about, well, here's the way that I've done it. Here's some things that I see might be beneficial. They are going to come at it from the standpoint of they're using their spiritual gifts that they've been blessed with to be able to help us see a different way forward. And I think the challenge of us to be able to look at those different methodologies, taking in a different perspective, is always very robust. Have you seen that?
Oh yeah, and I can see, like, I have a gift of, like, I can pray, okay, and I've seen things happen through prayer, and maybe someone's faith isn't as strong in that area, I can say, hey, it works, and give examples of how prayers were answered just because I give God a chance.
And because you have that gift, that even just the fact that you helped a tribe member, the tribe helped a tribe member come up with the solution, and for you to offer to pray for that tribe member as they work on that problem over the next month, mm-hmm. I know that they may not have that gift and they may not feel any level of confidence, mm-hmm. but what does it mean for them to realize that you've said that you're going to pray for their resolution for that mm-hmm. on a daily basis?
Mm-hmm.
I am sorry, but that has given me confidence as that person that says,
yeah,
I can't do that, but man, I just feel connected with the Holy Spirit when Jerry prays, and to know that he's praying for me every day as I work through that,
yeah,
I'm sorry, that's moving my confidence level up.
Oh, yeah.
And on the balance sheet of assets that we have as entrepreneurs that are not financial assets, but when we look at the assets of our life, faith is an asset.
Mm-hmm.
It's a short-term, a mid-term, and a long-term asset.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, if we rate that of how we're doing in that, there are moments in time that we might say, you know what, I wasn't acting at a very good faith level today. Mm-hmm. Although my long-term asset may have a really good score for faith, maybe my short-term isn't. These gifts allow us to think about, how can I change my perspective? And it brings value to us immediately. When I think about recently, I had an issue where I was dealing with some people personally, mm-hmm. and we were working through some financial issues, and I instantly went into my business strategic mind. So I was inside of my business plan, if you will, mm-hmm. thinking and pouring into those people. Well, I realized that when I got done with my business mindset, I realized that I'd also made some decisions about my spiritual plan, about that same situation. Mm-hmm. And it was like, wait a minute, Mark, what does the Bible tell me about helping people financially? Mm-hmm. Jesus said, hey, right? I am that poor person that you're walking by. Don't walk by me. So yeah. I was thinking, wait a minute, I need to really lean into that, right? Mm-hmm. But when I got all done with it, and then I talked to one of my spiritual board of advisors, my spiritual board of advisor challenged me, just like my tribe would, mm-hmm. well, what do you think this is calling you to do at the personal level? Mm-hmm. Well, how is this person being affected by your ministry plan that you have? And I had totally missed it. Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought about that perspective. And if I didn't have the tribe to be able to challenge me, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. Not to tell me what to do, but to simply challenge me, mm-hmm. it was like I wouldn't have looked at that question.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you, I think that's one of the most impactful things as I look back over that situation. It's like, holy cow, that's what I need to be doing for the next 90 days with this person. It's not to be worried about the business side.
Yeah, yeah. And you actually started out, before you had the Core Store and the tribes, you actually started out in the business world mainstream, right? I mean, you were secular-minded for this, so yeah.
Absolutely. I was a Christian, secular-minded, trying to figure out how to have an impact, but my mindset was actually working in the secular world. And I began incorporating and seeing where my faith was intersecting my business. And organically, my business began to grow, mm-hmm. that I began to work with more and more Christians. And that was happening through this one-on-one model, mm-hmm. that through this process of navigation, I would ask them these different perspectives about how the decisions that I was helping them do would look in these three different ways. And then we realized, wait a minute. What's the better way for me to simply give some wisdom and different perspective to that issue? Or would it be better if there were, in fact, 12 people that would be able to bring wisdom to the table and bring different perspectives? Well, I'm sure that I could find somebody that thinks that they know everything there is to know about a subject and that nobody else would be needed to pour into their life. But when I think about how we have spiritual gifts, mm-hmm. I have yet to meet anybody except for Jesus
yep.
that has all those spiritual gifts.
That's right. You've right? got all the answers.
And yep. so if I have knowledge, I have a limited set of spiritual gifts. And so even if I can pour in with my expertise, I can't pour in with all the spiritual gifts. Which is why this concept inside of our tribes, mm-hmm. this non-competitive nature, these spiritual gifts, which I'm gonna assume that each of the members in a tribe probably have two
different
to three
ones.
Of
yeah.
them,
oh, yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And so you think about 12 people with three different spiritual gifts, that's 36 different spiritual gifts speaking to you in a way about an issue that you have in your spiritual life, in your personal life, or your business life. So, I don't know, Jerry, does that kind of talk about the difference between what we get in a tribe and what you get in a small group or the coffee shop?
I think it pretty well defines it. In fact, we're talking about spiritual gifts today. We're hoping to get everything we're talking about, but I think we're going to have to revisit some of this.
That's another, a good idea.
But let's tell them again. Again, we're looking for people in our group. We can expand what we have now, but yep. We have different talents there, different businesses we're involved with. And so if you're already in a business that is the same as one of us, then you'll start another tribe and make it work from there. But if you're not, you can join our tribe right now.
Yeah, you know, if you're listening to this and this is an intriguing concept for you and you'd like to have a conversation, number one, we'll have that conversation on the telephone to really engage if it really might be a good fit for you. We are actively building out tribes right now as we are doing this podcast today. We're building out tribes in Chicago. We're building mm-hmm. out tribes in Manhattan, Kansas. Salina, Kansas has one up. We've had a conversation recently for Oklahoma City. We've had a conversation in Dallas. We had a conversation in Phoenix, Arizona. Basically, we are really encouraged and engaged to open tribes in any city that we can have a direct nonstop flight from Kansas City, Wichita, or Manhattan, Kansas, or within 2 hours of Manhattan. And that's because we want to make sure that regardless of what happens in weather or natural disasters or emergency situations, that we don't have to cancel a tribe meeting because a facilitator wouldn't be able to be there.
Yeah.
So if we have that rule in place for our tribes, we know that we can get somebody there. Even if we've got a tribe in Indiana, well, if we've got a direct flight there and our Indiana coach can't make it, then we're going to get somebody out of Manhattan direct flight. We're going to get him there, and your tribe is going to continue to meet regardless of what's going on in the world.
And it'll be easier as more tribes develop around the nation. But this is really getting off the ground well. And if you're interested in the Manhattan area, or if you have friends even in another state like I did that would be interested, you can get connected with them.
Yep. So you can reach out to us. You know, in your life, there is a season for everything. Mm-hmm. And if you're at that season that you want to be done with status quo, that you're ready to address some of the problems that you've got inside of your company, you've got some issues that you want to address inside of your family that's affecting your success, you've got some issues inside of your spiritual journey that are conflicting with your business, then maybe it's time to have a conversation. And maybe our conversation will be enough to help you resolve something. But if it's not, we're happy to have those conversations, invite you to a launch, invite you to one of our tribe meetings to experience what's going on. To do that, all you got to do is go to the website at www.corescore.net. You can reach us on the telephone. You can send us an email. We're excited to be able to meet with you. And if nothing else, we'll have two Christians that have come together and invited Christ to be on the phone with them, and we'll have a blessing.
That's great. And again, there's a, you know, somewhat confidentiality among the group, as we mentioned. And if our tribe has a guest, we will excuse ourselves for a few minutes. We have a real personal issue we need to discuss in executive session and get back to you on what we're all up to.
Yep. We call that executive session. And that's simply because somebody may be wanting to go to a real vulnerable level about an issue. And if we have a guest in the room and they're simply not comfortable, then everybody knows.
Yeah.
Call that executive session. Please step out. We'll invite them back in when we're through that method and continue with the meeting.
All right. We'll be back in another couple of weeks with a Kingdom Factor interview here with Mark here and myself. And, you know, you can go to our webpage, angel95fm.com, and click on it. And hear some of our previous interviews and this one as well. So anyway, Kingdom Factor. Thank you, Mark, for coming in today.
You betcha, Jerry. Be blessed.